Welcome to Boundless Love Podcast. Here it's all about next level approach to love, leadership, and intimacy. I am your host, Sophia Sundari.
Welcome, beautiful humans. It's been a while, and I've been actually really looking forward to plug in this way and to connect with you in this way. Like, just today has been such a full day with my, especially with my one-on-one clients and also with the clients of ISIS Codes. And also I'm doing some work in preparation for Costa Rica Mystery Immersion. So I just came back from Costa Rica, but I'm going back pretty soon, in about 5 weeks, to run the in-person immersion there. And there has been such a potent cooking pot kind of energy that we've been swimming in, that we've been cooking in. And I really wanted to come on here and bring this for all of us and unpack some things that I'm noticing that are really present in the field and give you some guidance on what I see works. I've also just recently posted a before and after type of post with a photo of me of just like recently, a few months ago, and a photo of me just 4 years ago. And it's pretty extraordinary. Like, if you haven't seen it, you have to go have a look. It's pretty extraordinary, the change in me. Although at that time, I already was full on the path. I was world-renowned teacher, facilitator. I've done so much work on myself. I've completely changed my life. I moved away from completely misaligned life to life that was much more free, much more expanded, much more connected. And still, yeah, from there to now, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a completely different person. Completely different person. And even back then, I didn't think there was anything that was wrong with me. And there was not. But I just want to make this first powerful point here that do not compromise. Do not imagine that this is it. That's what I want to say. Do not imagine that this is it, that where you are right now with everything you've already overcome and in so many ways that I'm already proud of you and I'm saluting you on your journey. Do not imagine that this is it. There is so much more for you. So much more. There's so much more for us. And it does take a certain openness to experience that. We want to be available to that. So many people are so scared of being disappointed if they dare to desire big, then immediately they're like, oh, but what if it doesn't happen? And then they just limit themselves. They just don't want to even desire. They just don't want to open up to possibilities. But I'm telling you, it actually moves so much faster when you actually do hold a vision for yourself. I truly, truly wish for humankind to stop shrinking. And not in a sense of like a rebellion, you know, I've been shrunken for so long, so now, fuck it all, I'm gonna, you know, come unleashed and gonna scream from the rooftops. This is still shrinking. Yeah. I want to invite us all into such a place of power, such a place of freedom, such a place of depth and uncompromising alignment to our highest path, that shrinking just gets out of the window. And what are the steps for that? And these are the steps that I am holding my clients in. Those who are closest to me, we are working on this level, on all these levels, and I see them as being a perfect map. And there's so much to dive into. The whole thing, the whole unshrinking begins from a big vision, of like, I want to go there. And this is exactly where it becomes scary, because this is exactly where you start to go into like, am I allowed? What if I get disappointed? And you don't think it consciously. That's what I have to repeat to my clients again and again. You don't think that consciously. You don't consciously think like, oh, I'm shrinking right now. Let me shrink some more. We don't think that, but it happens automatically due to societal conditioning, due to wounding, due to traumas, due to environment we were brought up in, due to past life stories. So yeah, we have to unshrink starting from this permission. And it helps tremendously to have people who are holding that with you. And I wish I knew it way before, because I thought I will do it all by myself. You know, I'm so wise. I have so many tools. I have this and that. I've done so much work already. I did not accept support for a really long time. But not accepting support is a form of punishment for ourselves. I'm going to touch on some of the wounds in a bit. So it's a form of punishment, actually. And so when you hold a big vision and you have people with you, yeah, who are holding that with you, and these will be people who you hire to support you, your mentors. This would be community of people, because it doesn't matter who you spend your time with. Yeah, because you get informed with, and we are communicating through osmosis. Yeah, so it's like whatever environment you're in, you actually absorb the information from that environment, the thoughts, the feeling, the energetic stuff that is there, you absorb it. You cannot help it. I'm just distilling what really matters right now, because there's just so much that I want to say on that, so much that's moving through me right now. So the big vision. From this big vision, you then start to build. And you start to build on 5 levels. First level is a physical level and level of your body. Second is a level of the energy. Third is a level of your emotions. Fourth is the level of your mind, and fifth is the level of the spirit. Now, the fifth is the most important one, as far as I'm concerned, from where I stand, from the standpoint of Tantra, from the standpoint of this magnificent path that I am walking, that I am holding my clients on. The spirit is number one space here. Yeah, because when you rise to the level of the spirit and you see things not as three-dimensional as they look, when you simply look at what is happening right now, when you rise to the level of the spirit, things get accelerated. Everything moves much faster. And that's what I saw in my own journey, that, yeah, with that one, with that post, with that comparison, okay, that's where I was, that's where I am now. And just like 4 years ago, I was here. You can see on my body, I was storing a lot of extra water. There was a puffiness in my body. There was like in my arms, in my belly, in my cheeks. You look at my face, like I'm a very different person. Yeah. And how I changed that in my body was not only on one level. It was not only on like, okay, what do I eat? What do I drink? How do I exercise? Because already back then I was professional yogi. I was a yoga teacher. I was a tantra teacher. I was doing all the right practices. I was eating super well. At that time, I've done like dozens of cleanses. You ask me a type of cleanse or what to do with a certain body issue or what kind of cleanse, like I will tell you everything about it. Yeah, I'm not a nutritionist, but I've done a lot of experiments on myself. Yeah, so I did all those things already back then, and still the change is drastic. So what happened was not only the physical activities that were right, although they are important as well, because we want to work on all these 5 levels. We don't want to say like, oh, well, I'll just work on the level of my emotions and I'll just do psychotherapy and I'll just go into therapy. Still, there is some trauma that is stored directly in the body, and when one access it on the level of the body. And here, yeah, comes the work. I'm going to address it. Yeah, what happens on the physical level? What kind of work can we do on the physical level to support it? But then, still, I was working very intensely, also on the level of my energy, also on the level of my emotions, also on the level of my mind. Yeah, so all of that had to come into a one big picture. And I had to see myself from all those different standpoints. And honestly, like on this path, it's not that you have a map and you're like, okay, here's a perfect map. Here's how you do it. Although I can give that map to my clients now because I've done this journey myself. But when I was on that journey, I didn't have a map. I was just like, okay, this is where it hurts. Let me lean into that. Okay, this is where I feel a lot of resistance. Let me lean into that. And this is where we create a lot of suffering, when we don't want to lean into resistance, when we feel like whenever there is resistance, it means I need to get out of that space. But when we grow in the capacity to be with the discomfort, this is when we start to lean into resistance and allow ourselves to soften within that resistance. So, for example, a really big, how the trauma was, how the wound was really showing in my case a lot, was that I was always attracting men who were just not right for me for different reasons. Yeah, sometimes they were emotionally unavailable. Other times they were making me feel suffocated and like kind of different scenarios, but just it was really difficult to find my right partner. And so that's where there was a lot of discomfort for me. And I was like, in this kind of relationship and in that kind of, and like really trying to change things on this level, change him, change myself to be liked by him or something like that. And that's where I had to soften. This is where I had to relax and ease into the experience and recognize that I was attracting men that I was trying to fix so that I could feel better about myself. So I was unconsciously, attracting men who were not a right match for me so that I could heal them and then get something, a sense of validation from that. So that was a hard pill for me to swallow, to see that I am doing that and like lean into that and hold myself in that and be heartbroken in that. Yeah. That's where I started a big part of my exploration, like to really see what am I creating with men and to start untangle that. Yeah. Then there was a massive piece of my healing that had to happen on an emotional level through me being deeply triggered by a woman that I used to really love, and she's a dear friend of mine. And somehow we came together in a very intimate space because like we were living together. And I got triggered so hard by her. Like I would have an uncontrollable desire to be by myself. And I would feel terrible when she was around, just terrible. Like out of the blue, I would just feel so completely terrible. And we would be fighting and we would be creating like really, or I would go into collapse. Yeah. And the collapse, by the way, is then reflected on the posture. Whenever we are collapsing the shoulders, whenever there is no alignment in the spine, it's like a sense of a collapse, a sense of like wanting to protect yourself, to hide, which is a beautiful response of the body, by the way. Yeah, it's like you want to crawl into yourself and remove the circumstances, the people outside of yourself, because you feel so sad and so disconnected, actually. So not at ease with what's going on. So it's like the collapse is happening. And so that was happening for me. I was collapsing and I was trying to just remove myself from that situation with her. And in the end, such a huge gift came to me through that, because I kept trying to remove. And then I did ask her to move out and we separate. But then I stayed with that pain that was triggered. And I was like, what the heck? Like, why am I in such a reactivity? What happens with this woman? You know, she's there. She's not even mean. She's not like, she didn't do anything wrong to me, but I was finding everything that was wrong about her and about us being together. And so through that, I connected to a profound piece of my mother wound, and which I had to heal, and I had to really sit with, and I had to really grieve that I didn't have the mother or didn't get this kind of nourishment, this kind of qualities from a mother that I wanted to have. And like, I had to move through so much emotionally in terms of that. Yeah. Then in parallel, there was a whole other piece that I had to lean into. And this piece has to do with shame. And this is what we see a lot with people who have a lot of this puffiness. Usually a lot of shame is stored in that puffiness, because this puffiness is what? It's water. Yeah. And water is always related to emotions. Yeah, and some of the deepest emotions are hidden beneath the shame, because shame is the most difficult emotion, because it just does not make you move. It does not really move by itself. It kind of takes you into the freeze, and freeze is a very difficult, very challenging response of the nervous system, where you feel just unsafe, like an animal, you know, like a lizard, you know, just suddenly just can just freeze and it looks dead. It plays dead. So that's what happens with shame. When we feel ashamed, we just get into this state of like being paralyzed. And nothing is moving and nothing is changing. So this water is not moving through the body. There's no fire to move it. There's no right activity that's happening in your body and in your physical body, in your energetic body, in your emotional body to move that, move you out of that freeze state, to defreeze certain parts of you. And so that's the work that I do with my clients. Like, we look on all those different levels, because we can activate that fire on so many different levels. On a physical level, by doing the right kind of activities, the right kind of postures, the right kind of exercise where you align your spine. Because when your spine is crunched, is it crunched? Like, you know, when your spine is round, you are blocking the fire in your body. So aligning the spine is so essential, because we are the only species that actually has an aligned spine, has a vertical spine. All others, even monkeys, are like, yeah, rounded. And that also signifies the connection between the heaven and the earth. And this is what we came here to do, to bridge the heaven and earth. Yeah, and I'm talking to a specific kind of audience, which I know you are here. Yeah, this work is not for everyone. But I know those who are even resonating with my field, we can talk on this level. Yeah, so anyway, the verticality of the spine, the connection of the heaven and earth that you are creating with your being alone. Yeah, so this is what I'm focusing on with my clients, this verticality, the right kind of exercises. Cellulitis, which is such a big problem for so many women, is created because of the misalignment of the spine. Because you are leaning forward in your hunched back, and then there are like thighs, the back of the thighs accumulate water, and this water then does not move and creates the cellulitis. When we come into the alignment, you will be shocked. The water is gone. The puffiness is gone. You are vertically aligned, but you won't do it because your body will be in resistance. If you only do it on the level of the body, it will be in resistance. It may take a really long time, you know. When you're going on diets, and even if you go to the gym and you do all the right things, you may still go like, oh my gosh, my body is not changing. I'm doing all the right things, but my body is not changing. Why? Because you're not addressing the other levels. Because you are a complex being, like I was saying just before. There are so many aspects to you. And so when we speak about the emotional level, here, yeah, it's like, well, we have to lean in. We have to lean in into that discomfort that's coming up in life. And this is where support is so good. This is where, in my immersions, for example, we have space to really bring up what is cooking. Because what most people do that. It's like normal in most families, in most situations. They just don't address stuff. And more they withdraw. More and more they keep quiet. More and more they collapse into the patterns. Even in the most intimate relationships, you see couples, they've been together for 10 years, 20 years, however many years, they don't address the real stuff. Why? Because they collapse, because they feel ashamed to address the things that are actually bothering them. And so there's so little transparency, so little truth. And this, guess what it leads to? When there's very little transparency, where there's very little truth, it leads to lack of sex, lack of intimacy, because our bodies are not meant to open like that. Our bodies open when all of you opens up, when your heart opens up, when your spirit opens up. This is when your body opens. But then when we keep holding back and keeping our going into the smallness, yeah, because this is a part of the smallness that you collapse, you go in, you hide your feelings, you hide your emotions, your body turns on itself, yeah? And then these wounds are just like eating you from the inside, yeah? And that's where so much distortion is created. And that's where intimacy is not possible. Depth of connection is not possible. You look at people's friendships, like friendships don't actually say so much. Oh, she's been my friend for so many years. But do you actually talk to each other? Do you actually take time to listen to each other? Do you actually know what is cooking in each other's hearts? I've never been a fan of having lots of friends. It's just because when I am with someone, I go so deep, I don't have energy to bring this depth to so many people. But we are like really in the depth, and we bring all parts of ourselves. This is intimacy, and this is soul revealing, soul nourishing intimacy. And that's the standard we have to set up for ourselves. So when you're thinking about this big picture of like, okay, what do I actually want? What is actually my highest vision? Yeah, you build from there. Yeah, in that highest vision, how do you talk to people? How do you build your relationships? How do you express yourself? Yeah, this is how we come out of shrinking. This is how we come out of smallness. And so addressing those traumas, addressing those wounds, like in my spaces, we are actively inviting them. Yeah. When there is pain, when there is discomfort, when there is something you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot speak. I feel my voice doesn't matter. I feel like I'm taking too much space. I feel like I'm not taking enough space. I feel like I am not seen. I feel like I don't matter. I feel like all of this has a space to be brought up, and we bring it to light out of this sheer darkness, because you've been in this collapse for so long. It's so hard to even name those things. Yeah. And then when you start naming them, light is shining on them, and we are changing that. Yeah. We are changing that. We are repatterning that. We are coming out of that. We are coming out of that shame. We are coming out of that collapse. And then we start to have incredible relationships. Then we start to have incredible beauty in our lives. Then we start to feel that actually, yes, I am walking the path of my highest destiny. Yeah. And everything in my life just supports that. Just supports that because I am open to it. Because that's the problem with going, with shrinking, that you are not available for support of the divine, which is always available to us, which is always pouring through for us at all times. Yeah, the tragedy of being an angel is that there's so much to give, but no one to receive. A quote from Steiner. Yeah, it's so beautiful. There's so much to give, but no one to receive. And when you are busy maintaining your wounds, sustaining them, and not speaking up, not expressing your heart, but always internalizing and collapsing, yeah, and the sea, I'm even demonstrating, like my posture collapses, so the physical body starts to create pains and aches and fibroids and liver pain and stomach pain and neck pain. Yeah, eyesight changes, jaw clenches, like all of that is a reflection of that pain that's going on the emotional level. And then from here, we also go even further. We go to the mental level. And when you address how you keep yourself small on the mental level, it's a very fascinating thing as well. Yeah, because here you get to see your beliefs and you get to see how you've been operating from a shrunken version of your mind, because our mind is meant to be a genius mind. We all have this super mind which downloads ideas directly from the source, and that, you know, you let the source talk to you and talk through you, and the source puts thoughts in your mind and words into your mouth when you access your higher mind. And this higher mind will always lead you to the path of your supreme destiny, to the path of your full blossoming, full expansion, full abundance. Because this is what life wants for us. Life wants us to succeed. Life wants us to prosper. Because when we do, we support the creation. We support the supreme path of evolution for all. When you are at your highest, you serve the most. And this is what has to be a part of this highest vision. Like, why do I even want to have this high vision? Is it just for me, for my kind of me accumulating goods and stuff and me feeling so good about myself? Well, yeah, this is great, but still it doesn't end here. Still your heart is so much bigger than that. You came here to be an important part of the evolution of humanity's consciousness if you dare to take on this assignment. And it is a supreme assignment. Yeah, and so this is what happens when we tap into the level of the spirit, when we tap into this level of oneness, when there is no separation between us. So when one prospers and one succeeds, the whole field succeeds and prospers. So who are you to keep yourself so small? Why are you doing that? You are stealing from all of us. And whenever we are noticing the smallness, it comes on a mental level. It comes up when you think about others. When you're looking at me, what are you thinking now? Honestly, she's so full of herself. She's this and that. Are you thinking that? When you see a person who is successful, you see a person who has it all. What do you think? Who has the wealth, who has the partner, who has the love, who has the health, who has the body, who has the breasts and the ass and all of the things. What do you think? Are you going into judgment, to criticism? And you're like, but is there something wrong about her? Is there like at least something wrong that I can just like say, but you see, she has a bad accent. Yeah, are you doing that to yourself? Is it where your mind is going? When it is so, there's work to do. It's great, by the way. Yeah, it's great because you can identify the work and you can go like, yeah, I am like, this is where I am playing small. Because whenever there is judgment, you are playing small. Whenever there is criticism, you are playing small. Whenever there is sense of lack and scarcity, you are playing small. Whenever there is a sense of scarcity around money and investments and how to move the money and how to invest and where to give your money, like whenever this is in your mind, this is all scarcity. There comes a time when it's no longer about the money. There comes a time when you play in the field of limitlessness and you know that the more you open, the more life flows through you, the more everything flows through you, including abundance and love and unlimited success. Yeah, so this is realistic for all of us. And the more you look for reasons why it is not for you, and you can say, well, she can have it because she isn't this and that. Well, he can have it because, you know, he had this kind of education, he had this kind of support. Well, yeah, because of that. And I'm telling you, no, this is all limitation. These are all limitations that you are imposing on yourself. You can get out of it completely, believe it or not. And if you believe, it is possible. If you don't believe, it's not possible. Like, that's the thing. That's also a fascinating thing about it all, that I cannot impregnate your mind with the right beliefs as much as I would love to. Really, I would love to. But I cannot, because it is your job. And you know what? The fascinating thing is that sometimes we may feel really sorry about ourselves because it's like, oh my gosh, I was born in this kind of family and it's really like I went through so much trauma and I had so much pain and it was so unfair. Yeah, there may be a sense of a wound of injustice. Yeah? Many of us may have a wound of injustice that it feels like everything basically is unfair and I incarnate not in the right place and I'm not in the right position and my partner is behaving in this kind of way and that's why I cannot have what I want. Yeah, so there may be this kind of wound, or there may be a wound of a sense of abandonment, that you always feel abandoned, that you always feel like you're not invited, you feel like you don't matter, you feel like you cannot take so much space. Yeah, you feel like you are dependent on other people's behaviors and moods and all those things. Yeah, there may be a wound of rejection. You might feel like everything is rejecting you. You are not invited. You are not accepted the way you are. You don't belong. Yeah. So there might be multiple different wounds that we have to face. And they're not so complicated, actually. Recently, I was looking at it with my private client. It's like, she's like, oh, I have 7 or 8 different wounds. Look, I had this, I went through this, I went through this, I went through this. I'm like, darling, it's not so complicated. You are overthinking it. And actually, here's what you have. And she has like 2 main wounds and we could identify it. And she knows what to do with it, how to hold herself through it. And just having this clarity really helps to get out of the drama, to get out of the sea of uncertainty. And then just to narrow it down. These are the wounds. This is how they show up in your life. This is how you just stop doing it. And this is how you stop feeding them. So when we feel a bit this like sense of pity and like, oh, it's so bad. Like, why did it happen? I wish it didn't happen. And here's what I have to say about this. You chose these wounds. And when you understand that, When you embrace that, you come out of the smallness. That's it. You know, it's like, this is so radical, my loves. It's so freaking radical. It takes so much willpower. It takes so much resilience. That's where the energetic work is also super helpful, because it builds your resilience. It builds your energetic capacity to be in this discomfort, because it's really freaking uncomfortable to really say, I created that. I came here to experience this. It's like before you even were born, you actually choose this particular family, this particular constellation for your life in order to face this wound and to heal it, because you know you can, because you have everything in you that puts you in the right circumstances. And through your healing, you gain all the knowledge and you gain all the support and all the network that takes you in the right places that support your highest destiny for the highest benefit of all. As you remember, we are all one organism on the spiritual level. So yeah, that's where it comes. Like you go like, I chose it. The moment you say, I chose it for anything in your life, you win. You win, and I'm so happy for you, because this is where we start changing the world. Yeah, when you take responsibility, when you step into your power and you're like, okay, I've created it. This is how it's manifesting on my physical, energetic, emotional, mental level. And I'm going to take charge of it and I'm going to shift that. And even as I shared with you, when I was like 4 years ago, I did not have the clarity at first, but it got revealed to me moment by moment when I leaned into my pain and leaned into my pain and leaned into my pain. And then the door opens, and then another door opens, and another door opens. Or if you want to fast track, work with a mentor. And there are ways for me, like now I have some openings for one-on-one spaces. There is a tremendous opportunity to work together in the Costa Rica Mystery Immersion that's coming up. Because when we are together, this is really next level, actually. And it's really high, high value work, because you are changed. You are washed completely on all these levels. Because I am there observing you, how you are practicing. You have nowhere to hide. We are there working so much with the energy, so much on this level of building the resilience. And I have the fastest way to work with that. I haven't encountered anything like this. With all the work that I've done, I've never experienced anything like that. The way I address this work on a more energetic body is unique, because I work directly with erotic energy and with your liberation into orgasm, which is the title of my book, yeah, where you actually build this resilience from the source of resilience itself, from the source of power itself, which is sexual energy. And so in the way we work and we activate sexual energy, not in order to go and have some kind of juicy interaction with someone else. Well, it may happen, yeah, with your partners and so on. But this retreat that is coming up, it's a women's only retreat. Yeah, so there's no invitation to interact with anyone. And even if you have sexual preferences that include women, like, it's not about that. It's about you. It's about dedicating this whole time to you, the most precious asset you have in your whole entire life. And if this is not worth investing in, I don't know what is. Yeah, because it's about you. It's about you building yourself on all these different levels. You building your resilience to take ownership of what you came here to create in this life. Your unique role in the creation. Your unique role in this magnificent tapestry we are a part of. Yeah, and then you meeting yourself on all these levels, on the physical level. Yeah. Which really helps tremendously. Yeah, when you come out of the collapse in the chest. And there are so many other things, because there's also collapse in the pelvis. There's a collapse in the neck. There's the gut may get all twisted. Like, there are so many different collapses that we create in the body. But when you come out of it, and through the practice that I'm doing with my clients, this verticality of the spine comes online, like already that gives you space to feel and to move that energy. Because in the collapse, what happens is there's no energy in the body. It's all in the head. And that's where you get headaches and migraines, because there's no space in the body. There's no blood flow literally in the body. So when we come out of it, the flow is restored. The flow is activated. That's one level. And emotion, energetic level, as I said, yeah, we go into it in a very radical way by really activating your pleasure. How fun is that? I mean, you know, there are different like techniques and stuff that, that can expand your energy body. But this one, with pleasure, growing through pleasure, excuse me, like, who is into it? Like, don't we have enough of growing through suffering? Can we just like grow through pleasure? Yes, we can. And I've seen tremendous effects of that. And as you grow through pleasure, as you grow through your orgasmic expansion and you completely reframe what orgasm actually means, you start to live an orgasmic life. And I'm not even kidding. Yeah, this is what happens. You are this walking orgasmic field and you feel so much pleasure. And then all the wounding, all the healing happens so much easier because you are nurtured in the most profound way. You are alive. You feel gratitude. You feel pleasure. You feel appreciation just through breathing. You wake up with appreciation. You fall asleep with appreciation. You appreciate yourself. You love the world. Like, this is what happens. And you don't have to force yourself. You're like, oh, yeah, I need to feel gratitude. Let me write the gratitude list. What else am I grateful for? Let me remember. Nothing of that. It flows through you because you are gratitude. You are love. You are appreciation. You don't need to think about it. It's in you. You just fell asleep. Your body is sleeping. Your energy is sleeping. That's why you don't feel it. It's not something that you need to go and excavate and like find, okay, here's my gratitude. Here's my appreciation. Remember to appreciate your friends. Nonsense. You are love. And when you remember that you are love, you cannot help, you just see love everywhere. So this is what happens on the energy level. You see, I'm very passionate about it because this is how you heal everything. Yeah? And then I'm also not oblivious. We also have the emotional body, and I can tell you everything about your emotional body just by looking at you. Yeah, the emotions that keep you stuck, the emotions that you cannot just process, the things you cannot forgive, the things you cannot integrate. All the stuff keeps you small. All the judgment, all the criticism is just a reflection of these wounds. So this is what happens on an emotional level. We can wash it. We can get washed by the light of consciousness. And on the mental level, yeah, where there are all the beliefs that are sitting, and these beliefs, many of them are really not serving you. And lots of people are like, well, I don't have bad beliefs. So I'm just such a good, nice person. Well, you saying that you're a good, nice person is also coming from your wound. From the wound where you don't want to disturb the comfort of the world around you, where you just want to be in the harmony and the constant ease. That's why you don't even see what you desire truly. You don't see where you are betraying yourself because you are so addicted to holding this little box for yourself, because it's at least known. At least you know it. At least you know you have your cushion over here. You have your little bed over here. You know, you have your little thing that you do every morning over here. You have this thing over here. And then you're comfortable and you're like, okay, at least I'm here. At least I'm homely here. You didn't come here for that. You did not come here for that. You didn't come here for this little comfortable little box. You didn't come here for the ordinary. I know this. I know this. I know this. I know this. Yeah, and so you will come out of there if you dare, and you will come out of shrinking from that. Yeah, and the mind will have to get expanded, and the mind will start thinking things that you have no idea. The mind will start coming up with ideas that you are like, what the heck? Where did that come from? The mind will start like creating miraculous synchronicities for you. Your mind will start like seeing magic and miracles everywhere. And you will be like, oh, this is really nice. But then sometimes you will get scared and you'll go into collapse again. And you will see your body is again into this, and you will start to doubt yourself. You're like, oh, did I just imagine all this? Did I just like, you know, believe in some kind of weird stuff? Maybe my good times are over now, you know? I was so happy back then. What happened? And then you come and someone gives you a slap. They say, stop, stop it. This does not exist. This doubt does not exist until you are creating it. You have to get out of there and hold yourself to your highest vision. That's what I started with. Yeah, your highest vision will hold you to your highest expansion, to your highest truth, to your highest expression. And as I said, you came here for something so great, so grandiose. So it's kind of radical. I know, it's kind of radical. But some people are really ready for it, you know? That's the most fascinating thing, that some people are really ready for the radical. And I'm one of them. And I see tremendous magic and miracles in my life because of that. Exactly because of that, because I didn't give in to the comfortable little life, because I am with a man that everyone tells me, well, he's a perfect man. Where are you going? You shouldn't be breaking up. Some people, like when I was breaking up with my ex-husband, people, like, they literally, like, pressed me in the corner and they said, you are so bad. You cannot do this. You just have to, you know, honor what you have. But I'm like, but it's not true for me. But what can I do? Yeah. Or then, you know, people who were telling me, oh, this is a weird idea you have. You want to gather women in a circle? What kind of weird thing is that? And I'm like, I'm a multimillionaire now doing those things. Do you want advice? I'm in the best relationship of my life now. Do you want advice on relationships? On how to get out of your stagnant relationship, or how to fire it up and to, like, actually bring something real there? I'm so happy to support you with that. But people who are trying to keep you small, they are just you. They are just emanation of you. It's not even them. It's you speaking to you. You see? It's you speaking to you just through them. Just they got your mouth and they're like, oh, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. This is illogical. This is not real. This cannot be. You cannot go there. Oh, can you do that? No, you cannot. It's you. It's all your voices of doubt. Who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust them? Or are you going to go like, well, if I'm honest, I don't know what I'm doing, but it feels good, so I'm going to do it. Oh my gosh. So here we are, my loves. So I hope you feel a bit of fire up your ass. And it's really fun. It's really fun to live life like that. That's what I can tell you. And there's so much responsibility and so much power and so much joy and so many challenges also, because it doesn't end. You know, you become a multimillionaire, you think you're like finished. No, 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 no. You have so much more to do, as I have so much more to continue expanding into and stretching myself into. And yeah, if I were to sit and think of everything that's not right with me, I could come up with a massive list. I have a tremendous perfectionist inside of me, tremendous inner critic who is just like myself if I let her. But I don't in most cases. Sometimes I do, and then it hurts, and then I hate it. But in most cases, all I know is that it's all up to me. It's all up to me. And me, in every moment, I have a choice to go smaller or to go bigger, to go smaller or to go bigger. There's no neutral. When you're neutral, you are collapsing. You're going into the smallness. So it's either bigger or smaller, you choose. I choose bigger. And even when I go bigger, and sometimes it hurts because expansion also hurts, I still choose bigger and I still choose bigger, and you will see me choosing bigger until the end of my life. This is a promise. Okay, beloveds. So that's what I wanted to drop today, or that's what I wanted to. This is what wanted to be dropped for you through me. And what I want to say is that if you want to come and play, it will be such a joy to have people with whom we can actually connect on this level. And if you want to have someone who trusts in you, absolutely, this is me. if you let it happen. And I have different opportunities to work with me, which is Costa Rica Mystery Immersion that's coming up. We have just a handful of spots waiting for the right ones, for the right women who are ready to step into their queens. And we're going to work on all these levels. Already the preparation work begins on the 3rd of April. And already the preparation work will be worth so much because I'm really showing up for these people. Like for me, those who are like choosing themselves on this level, choosing to travel wherever they need to travel, choosing to really show up for it, like I am also showing up for you big time. So already in the preparation work, your life will be changing. Part of the preparation work is my course, Embodied Wealth, which will be magnificent, where you will really see your expansion into wealth going in completely new ways. Like your wealth identity is something you will build for yourself, and your embodied wealthy woman, wealthy man, it's also open for men. Yeah, this part of the embodied wealth, of course, your identity will start to get developed and you will start to see that your highest wealth identity is for the highest good of all. It's also your greatest service for all to be unapologetically wealthy and to have everything you ever wanted and actually to feel wealthy, because there are a lot of people who have the money, but they don't feel or behave wealthy. But then you will see that wealth identity has nothing to do with how much money you have. But when you have a lot of money, it only gets amplified. Yeah, and your embodiment and your light only gets amplified. So yeah, that's what's coming up. Costa Rica Mystery Immersion, we still have spots. Please apply through the link in my bio. And then I have the one-on-one options to work with me, which is also a really exquisite way to a gift that you can give to yourself. And I have two types of work that I do with my one-on-one clients. One is when we have an intensive deep dive and we are meeting every week. And in between your sessions, you have support where you can reach out to me through text and voice messages. And it's a really fun way to just be connected, to just see that you are going through life and you have your mentor just with you in your handbag. And you can reach out to me and you can ask me for my opinion, for my advice, for my vision to hold you through whatever you're going through. It's really magnificent. Like it's a really queenly level of support you are receiving, because I hold you in so much love and in so much trust and in so much empowerment. So I have this very intensive way. If you go for a whole year working one-on-one with me, I also include for you an in-person mystery immersion. And there's also another way to work with me one-on-one, where we have only one call a month. So that's one way, just one call a month. And you also get access to my programs. But just in this one call, for some people, that's enough. And they just want to have this spacious holding from me. And then once a month, just plug in with me and connect and deepen like that. And there's one more way where we have 5 weeks of just voice and text messages, where we don't have calls, but we are there. You can text me or voice message me, and we are exploring together. So if you're interested in any of the one-on-one options, reach out, DM me, either myself or my team will get back to you. We are very active, very present in my DMs. So whenever you have inquiries about how to work together, what kind of program fits you, please reach out. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to be connected. Okay, beloved. So may this transmission be of the highest benefit for all. It was a joy and a pleasure as always. And whenever you have questions, DM me. And it's an honor to be together.